Blog Talk Radio. be back, everyone. Hi, I'm sorry. I had to do it because I haven't been on the air for a while, and I've been penned up. But, oh, my goodness, when I hear that Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, my skin crawls. Hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air with my co-host, Susan Z, the fabulous Susan Z. I know she's with me, but before I bring her on for everybody today, I just want to thank everybody that helped keep this show alive last week. And believe me, they did a fabulous job. I had so many people in chat and listening. I'm almost thinking, Kelly, I don't know. But anyway, I want to thank my co-host, Kelly Coulter. She covered for us last week. She had some fabulous guests. We want to thank Gary Wimmer, who was on Monday, and his cohort in crime, actually at his house, Brooke Monford, who is a fabulous friend. She's a great girl. Both of them rocked the house. And, of course, Ron and Kelly. And Amy Kavanaugh came in, and she helped also, and we love her. She's our mermaid. She read the mermaid cards, and I know she's always a fabulous fan, and she's in our chat. And I love you, Amy, and thanks, everyone. Kelly, you rocked the house last week, and you always rock Wednesdays. But I just want to thank you. And now I'm going to bring my girl in. Hey, Susan.
Hey, sweetie. Oh, my God. I have to tell our listening audience, I am so happy that Miss Butterfly here is on the air again. Her week away or 10 days, it's like I was in contact with her, and she was just about ready for a straitjacket by the time that she came home. All I hear is like, I missed the radio. I missed the audience. If I could only do it from here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't stand it. So bless you all. We now have Bonnie on the air, and we can all breathe a sigh of relief, and I am now deaf in one ear, worse than I was before, because Bonnie kept on doing just what she did, is call me and say, I missed the radio, I can't stand it, I want it, where's my show? So there you are, folks, you have it.
Oh, honey, I thank you so much. You are absolutely right. I drove everybody crazy, and I tried not to drive Kelly crazy because I'm such a, you know, I wanted to be on. I wanted to do the show, but I knew it was in good hands. Again, Kelly took the reins.
Oh, Kelly was awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. And I thank you, Kelly. We thank you, Kelly. But I got to tell you, I'm so happy to be back. Let me tell you who it is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about me. Remember, Aries in the first. Oh, not. But I just do want to tell everybody, I thank you for following us. I thank you for liking us. I thank you for being here. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, and then I'm going to hand the reins over to Susan. Except when I hand the reins over to Susan, she's got so big long of a list. I know we don't get back to me for a while. So I'm going to take it right now and tell you. I'm Bonnie Albers. I channeled Susan's book. Soul Windows, Secrets of the Divine. I just want everybody to know up front that I channeled that book, and I know that she's going to tell you that in her next edition that'll be in her book because, see, I know it's my book. It's a fabulous book. So anyway, I don't have author on my list yet, but it will be. Anyway, I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN, which is a registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm also a counselor. I did love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues for many years, and I still do it. I love it. I love love, and I also am a spirit medium. That's my favorite thing. I love spirit. Come to me, come to me. So I do want everybody to know that I live, breathe, and talk, hopefully, spirit. Susan doesn't like me to say dead, but I love them. And I hope that I can offer something to all of you today from that realm. But I am going to hand you, just to let you know where you can get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just like me or friend request me. You'll get to see all our shows there. I also can be reached at balbers714@aol.com. Drop me a note. Or please like us on blog. By the way, if you leave me a message on blog, Kelly told me I had 3,400 and gosh only knows how many messages. I don't know how to get them off. So please leave it on on, and now I have somebody, Kelly, looking into seeing the messages. So if leave me a message, let me know what you like us so that you can get all the information for our show. And the other way you can get a hold of me, I'm on Twitter, and I'm also on Skype. So I love all of you. I'm handing you over to Susan Z. Go for it, Susan.
Thank you, Bonnie. Oh, my God. I don't think I'm going to get you calmed down for about another couple of days. She's so happy to be, and so am I. I missed you guys, and we have so much fun with you on the radio. We have to tell you. We get, as soon as the show is over, we get on Skype, and we go, oh, my God, what did that do? She was so awesome. She was this. Did you believe this? So we just, the joy just keeps on going with what you share with us. So I just wanted to start say that. And now I will give who I am. I am Susan Z. Rich, and I am Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun. And
fun.
I am a third generation across. No, fun. We're not doing anything illegal. Well, at least not yet, anyway.
You just never know. Yeah, crime doesn't mean illegal. It just means kind of different. So that's my definition.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like you're always snooping for trouble. I have to tell you that. It's like, okay, so let me finish here, sweetheart. It's like I'm a third generation Akashic medium. That means that I interpret one soul's journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, and emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I am the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, which I wrote the book clearly to show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. And in the next published edition of that book, I will give Bonnie acknowledgement that she did channel the book first and that I somehow did all the hard work of writing it, but give her credit for that because she's not going to leave me alone until I do. And I put a forewarning out there for all you authors that if you bring a book to the show, be prepared that you're going to have to own up to the fact that she's going to tell you that she channeled that book for you, and you better give her credit.
That's right. You got it,
that's
sister.
Right. You just have to learn that with Bonnie, you might as well just give in and just go, okay, Bonnie. So how you can reach me, I've learned. So from my website, okay, which is szrwhitewings.com, with S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can contact me to schedule a reading for your Akashic soul reading. You can contact me by email at my email address, szrich@aol.com, for a Skype, phone, or email reading. And that's it for me.
I love that, Susan. And I got to tell everybody out there, because you didn't, her book that I channeled is one of my favorite books. I know that there's many books out there. I can't even give credit to every book. Glenn Cakely wrote a fabulous book, and Amy's written, you know, books, and I can't tell you, and Kelly is going to write several books, and hopefully I have another book coming, but I've got to tell you, this book touches my heart, and I'll tell you why. It bridges the gap between this world and the next world, the spirit world. It is definitely a bridge to both worlds. I used it in my practice, and I used it in Vegas when I did talk to life coaches, because I am a life coach, and I was lecturing a couple hundred people, and the book that I used the most was my book that's written by Susan, of course, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. Please read it. We use it all the time. It'll tell you where your soul window is, because the book tells you to your last soul window what you can expect. I've read it three times, and I don't read that much. I try to read, but for some reason something happened a few years ago and I can't. But the thing is, I read this book 3 times because that's how important it is for everybody. So please, even though Susan has taken credit for it and is the author, I know, and she knows secretly, that I downloaded it. So it's okay. Order it. Read it. It's fabulous. And I don't push books. This is one. It's so reasonably priced. It's like it's like what they said about Julia Child and cooking. You will never need another book that talks about soul windows. It really goes into what you go through life. It kind of does bridge the gap between the medicine, because I'm a nurse, and the spiritual realm. And try it. You'll love it. Okay, now that I've told everybody about my book, also, I just want to tell you about Susan's readings. They're fabulous. I had her here last year, and there were CEOs and executives of companies you won't even believe that wanted to get in. I did spirit communication as they walked downstairs, and Susan did their Akashic records and readings. You can't get a better reading. Please, you know, if you want a reading from her, she does so much, and the Akashic records are really important for you to know how to continue in your life. It gives you the credibility that you might already feel. So I am going to now talk, because, I figure I could talk about myself, but I just figure everybody knows. You know what I mean, Susan?
Yes, I do, Bonnie. I just figured out that it wasn't until we started doing the radio show and opening the Akashic records and all these spirits started appearing to you that you started talking about that you were channeling everybody's book. I think the spirits are filling your head with a lot of stuff. You need to talk to them about this, because who knows what they're going to tell you that you're doing next.
Oh, honey, I already know, and I'm not telling you because it's X-rated, but I'll tell you off the air. So, okay, I'm going to take
some. Oh, yeah, you know, we've got some big plans in mind. You know that.
Oh, big time, and I am so excited. I can't wait to share it with everybody, but we today are going to share our knowledge of Akashic Records and spirit communication with you. So I'm going to take the first victim. No, I mean first caller. Okay, it's a 208 number. Yay! 208, you are on. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, this is Misty.
Hi, Misty. Hi. How are you today?
Hi, Misty.
Hi, guys. I'm doing all right. I'm a little shook up a little bit, but I'm okay.
All right, Misty, go for it, girl. What would you like Susan and I to help you with today? Do you want your Akashic records open?
Let's see here. Last night I was talking to a friend, and she was saying that somebody was trying to tap in and trying to send me a message, and then they were trying to come through my dreams last night, and I can't figure out who or what the message is about. Could you just help me out here?
Ooh,
okay,
that would be Bonnie, our ghost whisperer.
Yes, that would be me, your ghost whisperer. But but let me tell you something. If they want a message and they're giving it directly to you, that doesn't always mean I'm going to be able to grab them. So start talking and telling me about your dream, and let's see if I can pull them in. I'm already getting this idea it's a male figure, so go ahead and start talking.
It might have something. It has something to do with me getting close to having a baby and getting close to having my father-in-law's estate being done. He passed away a year ago.
Okay. What can I ask? How old is your? Who passed away a year ago? I can't hear you very well because I'm feeling a male presence here. So, who would this? Do you know who this male presence would be?
It might be my father-in-law.
Okay. And who did you say passed away? Was it a child?
No, it was my father-in-law last year.
Okay, then it's him, because he's not a child, and that's why it's a male figure, and he's saying, if you're trying to have a baby, is that what you're asking me? Because he's saying to me that, don't worry. How old are you, Missy?
I'm 30.
Okay, so you're in your, what soul window is that, Susan, 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like she's just coming out of the second, kind of just heading into the, she's still like in her second soul window.
This is what he,
uh, I'd tell him, but coming into three, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is what he's telling me. And he's not real strong, so that's maybe why you couldn't get the message. What he's saying to me is this, that that have you been depressed? Well, I guess you have, because he's saying to me that he can't. He's come to you because you've been depressed, and he's trying really hard to let you know. I'm seeing the number four. So I'm thinking if you're 30 and the next 4 years is when you're going to expect. Do you have any children now?
I do. I have four boys and one on the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why we were picking up babies here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And what that you have four. Okay. What he's telling me is that he wants you to know that this child is special. Okay. Not that any of your other ones aren't, but that you're going to see a lot of similarities in this child with his personality, and that you're going to say, oh my goodness, this is my father-in-law. He does want you to know that the similarities aren't a coincidence, that he's been blessed with a lot of the same characteristics, because they know how sad you've been. But I get the feeling this one might be a girl. You know, I just don't know. So I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
It is a girl.
And you're going to say, he's laughing because what he's going to say is, and you're going to think that he's just like your father-in-law in a girl. So he wanted to come to you and tell you that you're blessed, that he's with you. He will be with this little girl. And that this will be joy for you, and that you won't have time to be depressed because a lot of things are going to remind you of him, and you're going to smile. So I hope I've helped you with this.
Could I add something here?
I want to ask
you something, Missy. It's like you said that you are having a girl.
Yes.
Okay. Is the question there? What you're asking for in this dream, is it, do you have some kind of feeling or belief? Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do.
Okay. Are you feeling fairly strong that your father-in-law might reincarnate in the soul that you're carrying? I mean, in this baby that you're carrying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what you got. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Bonnie, but I'm like, yeah. He's just waiting. He wants to come back into the family, and I believe that now. It's not like that. You're going to have a little clone of your father-in-law. It never works that way. Okay, but
no.
the essence of who he is, about life in general, I believe that he wants to be part of the family again. So your feelings about that, is your father-in-law coming through to your family again, is correct?
Yes, it's correct. And that's kind of what I said, because, some people get scared if you say, this is going to be the essence of your father-in-law. You don't ever know, and that's why I told you that you're going to see a lot of similarities, and you're going to say, that's my father-in-law.
Well, I'm just going to point blank ask.
Yes, I'm so glad. Well, that's why we're on this together. So I hope we helped you, Missy, because he's really excited, and he's really happy, and, oh, my goodness, I'm just thrilled that we could bring him through.
He likes the idea of being a girl, too, for some reason. He likes the idea of being a female this time. So, yeah, she's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, Missy, I have a nice. You're welcome. Hey, we hope you have a better day, and we can't wait till the baby's born. Let us know. Give us a holler, and you go for it, girlfriend, because this is going to be a special one. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Missy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm so excited I could bring that through. Oh, my goodness gracious. See, I always pat myself on the back, but, hey, I just try really hard. That's all. I mean, sometimes you can't, you don't get somebody who comes through. I've had friends that have said, Bonnie, can you find my mother or father? And this is what I want to tell our audience. when a spirit doesn't want to come through, they don't come through whether you're looking for them or not. So that's why I am so happy that this one came, showed us really quickly. And Missy, I couldn't think of any better news for you. I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is 631. 631, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you?
Hi, it's Rita. Well, I'd like to have you go into the Akashic Records. I've never had that done before, and I'm excited.
Oh,
wow, Rita.
Okay.
Yeah, Rita, you're going to have a quite a treat. So, okay, Susan, you're on.
Okay. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Susan. Thank you.
Hi, Rita.
Okay. The first thing that I want to ask you is the always the question that women go, what? Is that how old are you?
I'm 51. 51.
Okay.
Yes.
You are... just in the beginning of what they call cry on return, okay, which is the biggest soul window that there is, when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, does a recheck, redo, a reset. And you begin to really evaluate what's working and what's not working in your life, making new plans, unloading what's not working. And you started this just about maybe 2 years ago, something like that. And but it doesn't feel like that it's how can I say, monumental. It like some people's cry and return comes in like a dam's been exploded. They go, what the hell? Yeah. But with you, it's was more like a whisper. A nudge and a push, a sense of that something needed changed, but not quite sure what, okay? It's going to get more intense within the next 3 or 4 years, but the way you started your cry on return tells me that you have a gentle nature, okay? You don't do drama well. So, you know, some souls love the drama, and that's when they hit, you know, cry on return, and they go, and their whole life turns upside down, and it's almost like a light switch. But the one thing that I pick up from you is like a gentle whisper is how you've been nudged and how you've been kind of coached most of your life, because I think you've had enough of being emotionally bullied. Is what I'm hearing. Okay, so what do you do for a career and have done in the past?
Well, I was in banking and I was in sales. I was in merchandising, and I'm currently retired. I'm not working. I'm just studying at this point.
Did you say you're studying?
Yes. Yes, I am. Studying all sorts of spirituality and astrotheology. Excuse me?
Yeah, okay.
Metaphysics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
The entire range of it. Yeah. And this is the soft whisper that I'm talking about, is that about how you designed your life, that you would do what was required of you in a very kind of systematic, gentle way. And then when your time was your own, so that it wouldn't bother anybody, wouldn't turn anybody's life upside down, wouldn't, change the path of your career, of your life, that you were going to get ready, really heavy duty into it. And you've only touched the tip of the iceberg. Okay.
Iceberg.
May I ask you, are you interested in Wiccan?
I don't do any Wiccan. I'm a tarot card reader.
I didn't ask you if you did any. I asked you if you were interested in it.
Not really. Like I said, right now I'm reading every single thing that I can get my hands on. I'm actually studying I don't know, back to 10,000 years, even
okay.
old ancient languages and stuff like that to try and figure out where this all started and who did what. I mean, the paganism, I guess the Wiccans is like an offshoot of that. All sorts of shamanic plants, medicine, and people,
mm-hmm.
and the Siberian shamans, and
well,
the whole.
Make
the whole
yeah,
whole
I was going to say. She must not. Yes, no, Rita, you just explained. Well, I'm
yeah.
so happy because that's
yeah.
all a part of. You know, that's a part of it. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, the reason why I brought up Wiccan, okay, is that what I pick up really strong from you, okay, is many lifetimes in elemental pagan religions,
yes,
also
yes.
Egyptians, big
yes.
time. Egyptian, you were there,
so,
sweetheart. I mean,
honey,
and you were writing
explaining.
The rule books, writing the rule books.
I was
Wiccan for you. Oh yeah, we have Cleopatra here. You please bow and acknowledge her before we can go
yes,
down.
Yes, thank
go,
you.
Go
thank you. I'm excited because I'm finding all my kingdom. Okay, so what? So she was. I already found my scribe. I found
she
my
was,
girl.
Yes,
my,
she was obviously one of your scribes. Yes, of course. Now can I continue
yes.
on, Cleopatra? Is that her Cleo?
Yes. I'm so sorry, Rita.
Okay.
I am sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So the reason why I asked for the Wiccan, okay, is that you're the interesting thing about it is that you're so open to the energy that I use to coax a journal open.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
And yeah, record is that. You've already opened it, okay? And I haven't even gotten to the last question, right? And the reason why is that your whole past for thousands of years, which is why I find it interesting that it's like you took a break this life. It's kind of like you wanted to live in the real world, you know? And but
what
the time that you were in banking and sales is that there was this little question in the back of your mind going, who are these people?
Right.
But you
oh, right. Right. That's why
yeah,
I left
but
it.
You, yeah, but you just steady on because that's your nature. You've got the nature of a scribe, keeping of the records, I see you using the, what do they call that, In China, the there's a
I
name
Ching,
for it.
The
with a little,
the I Ching.
No. I don't know. Well, that too. But you know, the little thing with the little balls where they do the numerology.
It's called the Arabic system. Arabic. It's Arabic system of numbers.
Yeah.
It's those round balls. It goes across over like that and this and
yes.
that. Yes, I
it's
exactly.
Kind of like, it's kind of like an ancient calculator is what it is that
yeah.
I see you using.
Oh, the abacus.
Yeah,
yes,
abacus.
Thank you.
Okay, Arabic
yes.
abacus. Okay, well,
right.
you know, I just spelled it differently. But, yeah, I know what you were talking about.
Yes,
okay.
That's always fascinated me in this life. I don't know how to use it.
Well, you used to a lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go on to the next question, and I'm going to go back to Wiccan, and I'll tell you why later. Now, if you were to say what your gifts are and what you – tell me what your gifts, what you think your gifts are.
Well, I'm a people person. I ground myself through the forces of nature. I think I discovered that really at age 13. I'm very drawn to the ocean, the salt water, so I've surrounded myself by it my entire life. I've lived on the Atlantic and the Pacific. Always at the Pacific, I was right across the street. Here, I'm about 8 miles away from the Atlantic, but close enough.
Okay.
I love the woods and the trees. I walk through the woods. I definitely commune with nature. That's where I connect with my spirit the most. I'm not big
okay.
on going to churches and those you know, rituals they do inside the church.
You don't do well worshiping in four walls, you know.
Right.
Your, the woods is your cathedral. You know, the ocean is your baptism
mm-hmm.
water. So,
yes.
You know, yeah. Okay, and
I'm already
You what?
I'm already auto writing, just to let you know.
Oh, well, like I didn't think that you were chatting away while you were doing all. yeah. Okay. What is it that you like the most about yourself?
Well, what I liked the most about myself was my very openness and optimistic spirit. And the way I achieved that, well, I was born that way. I was always a really happy kid, and I always looked at the bright side of things. Yellow, my favorite color, sunny disposition. I love people. I love family. I love bringing people together. I did that by never looking at the ugly side of life, which
mm-hmm.
Spirit told me a couple of years ago, you have to study the other side. You have to start
mm-hmm.
looking at that and make yourself aware of those things first, which was extremely uncomfortable for me, but I did it. And after I did that, then I can read into all of this mystical stuff, which I am doing right now. So, but when I was younger, I could see auras around people, and I could actually, I don't know what the word is. I do know the word. I just can't think of it right now, but it's where you actually, like, put yourself in somebody else's body for, like, an instant.
Astral, my goodness.
Astral projection.
I would just be sitting there talking to somebody, and, like, in an instant, I would be in their body and feel what it was like to be them instantaneously.
What a nice gift.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that stuff was in my teens and my early 20s. I never really lost that the stuff from the childhood when you see visions and ghosts and stuff like that.
Hello? Bonnie, did you mute me?
No. Did I mute you? No.
Am I here still?
Oh, okay.
Can you?
Yeah, I just got muted. Yeah.
Okay.
You did?
I didn't. Okay, that's some pretty heavy tech energy here going on. Okay, so let me begin to tell you, Rita. The first thing that I saw from your book, okay, when it opened up, was the top part was gold stars, okay, which is kind of like a grading system.
Okay. Oh, wait, I
was
the gold star.
Yeah, yeah. It's you have been a mystic for countless ages.
Yeah.
You're very ancient energy, okay? And on the bottom of it it was like a dark oil slick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that you have took a break, okay, is that and the reason why I go back to Wickham. Okay, is that you chose to, and this is not by mistake, okay? We always think that the reason why you were so resistant to learn of the dark side,
mm-hmm.
of the negative side of humanity and everything, is it because you spent quite a few lives in terms of being involved in it, in terms of where power is concerned. Now, you noticed that when you chose career, you chose careers that represented a lot of power and control.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's how you were able to maintain that sense that you were in control of what was going on. But this is not by, when I see this dark oil, okay, and with the gold stars, there's a reason why you're getting gold stars. Is that because you tolerated it for several lifetimes? It wasn't like that you slipped into it by that you got caught up in ego and all of a sudden you decided that, you know, you wanted to be queen shit and we're going to, you know, do spells on everybody to make them do what you wanted to do. It wasn't like that at all. Basically, this was a volunteer kind of soul thing of saying, in order for me to bring people into the light, I must understand why they stay in the dark.
Yes, absolutely, and even in this lifetime. And even in this lifetime, I've done it too.
Even in this lifetime. And what you're trying to do in this lifetime, okay, and you did it mostly in Wiccan energy, okay?
Okay.
And it's very mystical, kind of herbalist, midwife, witch, you know, druid goddess, all of that energy.
Right, druid, yes. You didn't mention that before, but that's when you were saying Wiccan, I was thinking druid.
Yeah, and it's like where women were in the power, they were the strongest of the energies going in.
Yes.
It was a matriarchal society, not a patriarchal, okay? So basically what you did is that you did a self-sacrifice so that you could understand, and that's what the gold stars are about. And this lifetime, basically what you did is that this whole, while still maintaining control, okay, and feeling very powerful because you couldn't give that up, is that you chose to kind of like mute your power for a while.
Yes.
And that the moment that you retired, okay, it just started like click, 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 click.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're when you hit to be about 60, I can hear you writing, Bonnie.
Scribbling away.
Bonnie got a new microphone. I know. It's like when you hit about 60, okay, you're maybe 59, which would be your 60th year, this druid background, okay, this druid energy, you're going to understand all the lessons, and it's going to all make sense to you. You're putting small pieces together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the bigger picture of what it was that you've been trying to accomplish for probably the last 100 lives. And we are in a major, major energetic raising right now. And you're going to be part of that.
Yeah. You know, I really appreciate you saying that. Right now I'm reading a text from 1625. It was translated in 1625 from Latin to English. And I think before that it was Greek, because there's some Greek writing in this text. The woman it was a man who did the translation. His name was Robert something. But anyway, as I'm reading it, I'm seeing like this Greek symbolism, and the author cannot interpret the Greek writing, but I recognize it as ancient Greek writing because of another text that I'm reading that's even older, that explains the ancient Greek text and the writing. So already, like, I can see that I'm going to have to go through, you know, 1,000 different sources to piece this all together, and it probably will take until I'm 59 or 60 years old. Right.
Yeah. And everything that you're drawn to, you've been part of. You've been part of. So, yeah. Okay, do you have one last question? Because I'm getting ready to release the Kraken, Bonnie.
Oh, I'm coming.
Rita, do you have any questions?
No, I'm okay. No, you guys have been, I mean, that's just great. Everything you said was right on, and I don't believe in mistakes, so I do know that I volunteered for everything that I've ever done. You know, I didn't understand when the painful part came along, but that cutting loose, I have never been alone, and you're right, this is the first time I've been alone, and that's what I did, was threw myself into the mystical stuff. So I really appreciate it. This is
You're quite welcome. it. Quite welcome.
Well, honey,
it was really interesting, a very interesting journal. I mean, it's the first time that I've ever opened someone Akashic Records that I felt I picked up such ancient awakening that you are so aware, and that have been a mystic for, I mean, long time. It's unusual for me to open an Akashic record that I pick up that kind of energy.
Mm. Well, yeah, because we're all already graduated, right? All the ancient ones?
Well, wait a minute, yeah. Rita. The reason why you were drawn to the show is because I'm the queen. So I know that you had to find the show in order to get to know your ancient roots. But okay, I'm ready to tell you what I've got. And I'm really sweet. I don't mean it meanly, but that's the energy that I'm in. So I got to tell you that, is your mother still on the earth plane?
Yes, she is.
Okay, then it must be, I have a female here, and she must be your grandmother then, because I have a female energy that is saying to me that she got all of this from me. And we have a
few generations. It's my mother's mother. It has to be
yeah.
my mother's mother because my mother has it and she doesn't acknowledge it. But I knew it was through my mother's side, and her mother died. I never met her mother. I know it's my
yeah.
mother's mother.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
I've got some other people here, and that's why it goes almost five generations back here. So what they're saying to me is you were loved but not spoiled. You had to get everything for yourself, but you were fine with that. We taught her to depend on herself. So I don't know if you understand what that means, but what they're saying is they did. Okay, because they didn't raise you to be a weenie, and I don't mean a weenie because that's probably me, but you know.
When I get things for myself, I feel that's when I feel best about it.
Yeah.
So
I
understand that.
No spoiled princess for you, huh?
Yes, she left that for me, thank you. And the thing is
darling, we know you're a spoiled princess, and it works for you. Honest to God.
It does. I can't help it. That's the energy I bring. I mean, what do I do? I mean, you can't help it. But anyway, okay, so 3 to 4 generations back, let me tell you what they were doing. You were doing back. They're telling me lots of spells and incantations.
Mm-hmm.
You use the elements to change reality, and that's why Susan was talking about Wiccan so much, because Wiccan uses the elements, air, earth, water, fire, to change our reality. And so that's beautiful. It's all natural. So that's what they said you were using. You're very bright intellectually is what they're telling you. You're a thinker, and that deep thinking comes from generations and generations back. All your relatives everything that you have is being taught through your ancestors. That's what they're bringing you right now. And to bring you forward, to teach others forward. So it might not be in this lifetime, but I do think you will teach somebody something forward. But it's going to be that your soul needed this to be able to teach forward. And they said that when you hit that 60 mark, like Susan said, all the puzzles and pieces will be shown to you. And all energy will be shown as to why you needed to put the pieces together. But what they're saying to me, which is really interesting, is you already know the pieces. You know they need to be put together. So it's not like a surprise like me. Oh, she's here. Oh, she's there. You already know where your pieces need to be. You just got to find the pieces to put them together. And they said that'll happen later for you. So I hope you understand who this is. I do see ancestors, and I do see you in a really deep forest. I see a big cauldron, which means I do see Wiccan. I do see you being in a big, huge earth elemental forest. I do see the deep thinking and you using what you needed to use to change reality for yourself. So I do see all that. Oh, my goodness, they're so heavy here. I love them because I love that spirit, and they're all over me. I haven't said anything, but they're all over me, and I love them. You have fabulous ancestors, and they can stay with me and party, but they're really deep. They're really deep thinkers. So, like, they're not the party kind of people. They're really, really,
not your usual Uncle Joe and Aunt Mabel, huh?
Yeah. No, these are deep thinkers. They're thinking, and everything they did had a purpose and a reason. So I do want you to know that. So I hope we've helped you, because
yes.
We have to move on.
Very much.
You are
you
so
them.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
thank you, Rita.
It was wonderful.
Thank you. It is wonderful. Thank you. And let us know how you progress, please.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
We'll Bye-bye. Talk to you soon, Rita. Bye. Bye. I am taking 386. 386, you are on. 386, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Carrie?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. This is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Carrie. This is my girl, my partner, my girlfriend. This is Susan Z. And I know
hi,
why Kelly's
Susan.
Calling.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. It's Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie.
Carrie.
C-A-R-I. Okay. There's so many different ways to spell it.
K-A-R-I. Carrie. This girl is so beautiful. No, Carrie.
Yep.
K-A-R-I. Susan.
Oh, well, that's what I had. I just spelled it wrong.
Yeah, there's 30 different ways to spell it.
That's the wonderful thing about radio is that you can't see what I've spelled.
There you go.
Oh, well, listen, I have to tell you, everybody, who Carrie is. Carrie is, she does my hair. She's a young, gorgeous girl who has the look of, oh, my goodness, I already can feel her. So I made her call into the show. So I'm going to leave you, Susan, with her. I do know her, so I'm not going to I've already told her sitting in her chair what she needed to know from me, but now she's all yours, girlfriend.
Oh, that's cheating. That's how you knew how to spell her name. I'm sitting here thinking, going, wow, Bonnie's good.
Well, wait a minute. I missed my appointment with her this morning, and she sent me a notice. That's the only reason I knew how to spell it.
Okay, Carrie. Well, you know the fabulous Miss B probably very well, so I don't have to say anything about that, but I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
The first thing I want to ask you is how old you are.
I'm 29.
Oh, you're such a blooming baby. Oh, so
she's older than me because I'm only 15. That's how she met me, you know.
I know. I just don't know how you do it. You know, can she sit in the chair long enough for you even to do her hair?
She tries.
Okay. Well, you are in what they call right in the middle of kind of the second soul window. It is you're in your 30th year, and the 30th year is what starts moving you into your third soul window. And the second soul window is about, you know, kind of leaving your Barbie doll behind, you know. You're still kind of in that kind of really youth-oriented, but you start thinking about kind of about looking at life from grown-up eyes. It's all about, this soul window is all about growing up doing things and creating things to make you feel like that you have a grown-up attitude about the world. And so that's just kind of soul window that you're in. It's a real kind of energetic, everything is new, lots of different pathways to take. And it's also the first time that your higher self really starts doing some heavy duty life coaching with you to remind you what path, what is it that you want to accomplish going towards your next soul window, which is about kind of leaving young girl ways behind. And so it's a really exciting soul window, and it is when you really start kind of hearing those messages. What a lot of people think that it's your inner voice, but it's your divine self speaking to you. That's when you really start hearing them for the first time. Because in this soul window, the choices that you make can affect your whole life. And that's why it's such an important soul window. Okay, so as a career, you're a beautician?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm around a lot of people.
You what?
So I'm around a lot of people all the time.
All the time.
Yes,
okay.
I can't even get me in. I have to wait till next Friday, but go ahead.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, you're actually the youngest, I think, the youngest person that's called in for an Akashic record opening. So I have to deal with you a little different because you don't have a lot of life behind you. And most of
okay.
it, and I'm looking at my counter, and it's 1-1-1-1-1. And what that means is that basically that the doorway is just completely open for you. So what I'm going to ask you is that in your career, is that have you always like been fascinated with fashion and hair and clothes and all of that?
Not necessarily, but I like nice things, pretty things.
Okay.
I like making them. I'm very artistic.
Okay,
that
so
sense.
That's what I want to ask you is why did you become a beautician?
Just to, I like being around people. I tend to feel a lot of energy and things like that. So I like being around people and talking with them, helping them, and also expressing myself artistically. I felt, you know, that was the best decision at the time for me to make. So and it's really worked out
okay.
in my favor.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because I'm getting ready to tell you something that's probably you're going to go, what? Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah. When you hit to be about 34, 36, you're going to change careers. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to get an opportunity. You're extremely artistic. I mean, you've got skills, girlfriend. I mean, skills. And you're going to, I think, go back. I don't know. Well, I don't want to say that it's go back to school, but it's almost like apprentice is what I'm hearing. Okay.
Okay.
And where your other artistic skills are going to come into play, but also what you've learned from color in hair. Are you a color expert?
Yes.
Okay. That has something to do with it feels like a color palette or something of where you're going to take. Are you also fascinated with how the computer works with graphic color and things like that?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, I think you will be, because it's almost like that you get introduced to virtual art,
okay.
which you have to on a computer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's about virtual reality art, and you're going to get involved in this 34, 35, 36, somewhere around there, and it's just going to take your career on a completely other direction where you're going to make a whole lot more money. Okay?
Well, actually, I was looking into going back to school and for business aspects, but more so for marketing because I do like to, you know, put things together like that because I've been dabbling with it a little bit with this company I'm in now, and I love doing that. So that
okay,
would
so
explain
yeah,
a lot of that.
Something with graphics, like
yeah.
graphic advertising, or you've got all the skills there. So it's just going to hit you one day. I mean, it's like going back to school, whatever you do, don't do straight business. It's not for you. It'll suffocate you. But if you're going to do business, then what you want to do is that you want to go business for the arts field. You want to get into
right.
advertising, public relations, or radio, or TV, or movies, or something like, or fashion.
Right.
And that's where you're virtual reality graphic skills are really going to come into play. So, and plus okay, and I'm going to say this in a real nice way, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you're a very people manipulative, okay? And that is a positive. It means that you know what to say to who to make them feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to use that to your advantage in terms of a new career. So what you would say your gifts are?
And the reason I was talking to Bonnie and everything is because, and why I'm so in tune with her is because I feel a lot of energy with people. Sometimes it hits me right away. Sometimes it hits me like when I'm talking to them a little bit.
They call that
empathic. I'm sorry?
And they call that empathic. It means
okay.
that you can tune into other people's energies. Not only people, but it feels like with animals also.
Yeah, I would say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I feel a lot of that all the time,
okay.
especially in the house that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a certain
okay.
energy there.
Okay.
So a good one.
Talk to the hand, Bonnie, about that later.
Yeah,
you do have somebody living there with you. Okay, and
yeah.
You would the things that you like the most about yourself?
That I'm artistic, for one. That I am caring.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of
She's
funny.
She's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say those. I'm generous. So I would say that, yeah.
Okay. It's always
maybe modest.
yeah, true. Yes, true.
And I like her piercing in her nose. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it's always interesting because I am empathic of feeling people's energy. When you ask, the reason I ask that is, what do you like the most about the self? And it's like people squirm.
Yeah.
The only way that I can explain it is that. The energy is like, oh, shit, I have to say something good about myself?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, except for Bonnie. Bonnie will write, you know,
oh,
books.
Oh, I can write books.
Everything
yeah.
that she likes about herself. So, okay. You you have an interesting soul record. Are you married?
I just recently got married.
Okay. How long have you been married?
About a month.
2 days.
Oh,
very
yeah.
recent.
Okay. Yeah. And wanting children?
Yes, eventually.
Okay. Probably about 32 is what I'm hearing. 32,
yeah.
33. Everything's
yeah,
going to kind of happen at once. Okay.
Yeah.
With you. You're going to nest. your career is going to explode, and your self-confidence is going to go off the Richter. So that's kind of what you wrote for yourself. The first thing that I saw when you were talking about, you know, your what you like most about yourself was a rose came out from the top, a beautiful rose, but it had thorns going all around it, which of course roses do. But
I love that rose.
The rose was encased in thorns. It was like unreachable. Okay. And I'll explain this to you in a minute or so. And underneath it was sand. Okay, so what I'm picking up in terms of what your life journey is about is that the reason that you came in with artistic skills, and I mean you have artistic skills, you have not awakened yet, and that's what the rose with the thorns about it, okay, is that I don't believe that you were encouraged, and I don't believe that I keep on hearing get a real job, okay?
Yeah.
You know, something that be a secretary, be a lawyer, be a doctor, be a, you know, but don't, you know, what you're doing doesn't count, okay?
Right.
And and you've lived lifetimes where your artistic skills were greatly honored, okay? But also there were one or two lives that you kind of starved with your artistic skills. You know, they loved in eras where and we still deal with that, you know, being artistic isn't necessarily the most biggest way to make money in our society right now.
Uh-huh.
So the thorns around the rose, okay, is about getting past your hesitancy about really going for it. In other words, commercializing your gifts. You have a past life imprint of being pristine about your artistic skills, about not bastardizing them commercially, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're trying to break in this lifetime. I mean, like, hey, if you got a great artistic skill, bill them, you know. And that's what you came here to learn, is to learn the two, prosperity and artistic skills coming together. The sand on the bottom, okay, is basically of carrying that energy of not having any foundation to stand on, all right? So you're going to take some risk with your career, and that risk comes from the belief that you've got what it takes to go to the top with it. And it actually is not going to start really coming to you until you have your first child. Because your first child, I think it's going to be a girl. It looks like maybe two. And she will rewire you and help you remember how awesome you have been in terms of your artistic skills. And all of a sudden, like maybe when you're pregnant, all of a sudden you discover, oh, my God, I never knew I could do this. This is, like, so cool. And so your life journey is about artistic awakening, matching it up with financial reward, okay? Mm-hmm. You want to experience that. The self-confidence to take risks with your skills, and also to believe that you have strong foundations to stand on where your skills are concerned. And I believe that the person that you married, what's his name?
Jason? Yeah.
Okay. I believe that he's part of that plan, okay, that he's definitely someone you can count on. I mean, there's because I see him building bricks for you, versus so that that sand will go away in terms
I've
of what you're getting ready for.
Got a spirit here, Susan, so you're right. I mean, yes, absolutely.
I've never heard Bonnie tongue-tied before, so I must have really hit home.
You know what? You know what? What really is really I'm thinking about is we wanted to take her with us so that she could do our hair and color. And you're talking to having children and going into a new career. Thank you, Susan. There went my hairdresser.
Sherry, would you like to ask a question before I unleash the Kraken?
No, not really. I think you kind of summed it up pretty well.
You're going to have a brilliant life. I mean, there's a lot of risk taking there going on.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous because those books are being built. Hold on, sweetie. Just 2 more seconds. Those bricks that are being built for you is exactly what you asked for help when you wrote your life. It's like, I can't stand on sand anymore. Bring the people into my life that make me feel like I'm standing on bricks.
Right.
Oh, and that's
her husband.
Yeah,
I definitely feel that. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I just love that. But I have to tell you, Susan, because I sat down and gave her the list of who's there.
Oh, you already offered
her
the job.
Yes, but I do have, yes, and I know she said she'd take it, so there you go. There goes all your career down the drain. But I do have to tell you, Carrie, that I do have somebody here, and they are, every time Susan was telling you about all of your gifts, they all, you know, they're coming right at me. So I know you know it, and you do see spirit. I really believe you do. You feel spirit. And and that's what I wanted you to ask Susan, because, see, you know me, and you need to ask Susan. She sees spirit. So I love her to get into that metaphysical, like, frame of mind. She's always had it. I believe that she sits quietly and watches. So do you feel I could ask the question for her, and now I'm tingling all over. What do you see
no,
her with spirit?
No, not going to happen. It's not going to happen. She can choose it this lifetime. It's like anything that she sees in spirit is for her to be able to pull from other dimensions, the beauty from other dimensions. They will be there when you have the artistic skills that she has and you are able to see other dimensions, there is beauty beyond what our naked eye can see, and that's what spirit will help her with. And this baby has a lot to do with it.
Well, I have to tell you this, okay? Just because I have to tell you, and I know you have to get, you're still working, but I do have to tell you this. You know that song, "Every Rose Has Its Thorn"? That as soon as you said that, oh my goodness, I love that song. So you just, you know, that would be my new mantra. You know, ours is dead
He's
or
so
alive.
Cute.
Yeah, with you, it needs to be "Every Rose Has Its Thorn." So I think I'm hoping, Carrie, that you, I will see you Friday. And if you get, I just want to let everybody know on air that I'm asking Carrie, if you get a cancellation, you need to call me girlfriend, because I got to get in there. She's the only one that has helped my hair come back to normal. So call me, Carrie, if you got an appointment over, but you do know I'm on the air between 1 and 3. So it's got to be first thing in the morning or after 3:30 or 3:30 and above, and then I can be there. So just put my name down and
there. Bonnie swears somebody put a hex on her hair in the last couple months. So she's like, if you have any Wickham skills there, Carrie, you might want to use them.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a nice day, Carrie, and I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thank you for
you
the show.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye. Pleasure.
Bye. I just love her. She's so young. If I told you what she looked like, I don't know that you can see her, but she is so pretty. She's got a little, I mean, I want it. She has a little pierced nose, and she's got half white hair and half black hair, but it's kind of wispy, and it's pulled up. She looks like a movie star from the 20s. I mean, she's got a little turned up nose.
Cool.
She's adorable. Very artistic. But anyway, I am going to go to our next caller, and that looks like it is 518. 518, you are on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi, 518.
Hi, this is Madison.
Hi, Madison. How are you?
I'm well.
Hi, Madison.
An exciting call so far. I've never called in before.
Oh my! You're a virgin. Oh my God!
You know what, Madison? Can I ask you, because, see, I can't read on the board everything, and I don't know that Miss Amy would like me to say it, but are you Madison of Amy Cavanaugh?
The Amy Cavanaugh. Yep, that's my mother.
Ah! Oh, okay. Yes, I just saw her note to me because I have said I can't always read, but thank you for staying on. And you're in Seattle, aren't you?
Yes, I do. My my area code is in New York, but I live in Seattle, Washington.
I love Seattle. It has a great vibe. I have friends in Seattle, and I love it. It has the best coffee around, which Starbucks is what. Okay, I'll be quiet. But I'm going to hand you. I am assuming you're calling to have your Akashic Records open, Madison.
I mean, it's my first time, so my mom's kind of cued me on this, but I'm just curious what's blocking me from getting a job. I've been looking for about a year and a half, which is enough time for me to realize that I'm the one blocking myself, not necessarily that the job isn't out there. So either if the record will reveal that or if that question can be answered, that's why I called in.
Susan, I'm going to ask you, I've got to take a little, I hate to say it on the
pot
air.
Tape.
I have to take a little pot tape break. So why don't you start with the Akashic Records and then we'll go into her question. How does that sound? Because I'd like to give her the
special.
I actually
think you're going to do it.
What?
Yes, I'm going to do it backwards. So go potty and then come back
and
when
I'll
you're
be
done.
Right back.
Okay.
Listen, your question and many more will be answered. And thank you for giving us this opportunity. And thank you for calling. So I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Madison, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27. Okay. And what field for the last year and a half that you've been looking for a job?
So I just graduated from law school. It's definitely something legal, but I am looking on more like the business side of it, so not the traditional law firm route, even if it's like a JD preferred or just a very like technical or analytical position. Specifically, I've been looking for.
Okay, so you just graduated from law school, or you said you've been looking for a job for a year and a half. So how does that?
I graduated in 2012 from law school.
Okay. What I'm hearing where your job is concerned, okay, and then, if you want, then we can go, a little further into your Akashic Records because you have, it feels like that.
I'm here. I'm here.
That was so fast.
I'm here.
So good.
I just have to tell you, Madison, thank you for letting us open this for you and answering your questions. And the reason I had to go to the restroom is I got so excited when you called and I saw your number and I saw you were Amy's daughter. I just had to go to the bathroom. So go ahead.
Oh, it's a sixth cup of coffee. Go ahead. Admit it. That's what it is. Okay. Well, the one thing that I'm hearing here about looking for a job and just graduating from law school is that there's something about your resume that is it feels a little scattered or general or something like that. Have you had a professional person do your resume?
I guess not. What? In some ways, yes. Like, I've had the career department in my law school and, you know, another professional look at it, but I haven't, like, actually hired someone to write my resume.
Well, what I'm hearing is that it just needs tweaked a little, okay? There's something about, there's a generality about your resume that here's what the energetics of what I hear about your resume is, that I'm willing to do anything. And it doesn't sit well. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to get more specific where your resume is concerned. And it's like, I can't tell you what that would be, but what I'm hearing is that ask the divine to give you insight on, you know, what is it that I need to add to my resume to make it stand out? Because it's just like your resume is a good resume. There's a willingness about it, but it's just the generality of it. It's like, if you have a job, that would be great. I'd be willing to do anything. And if not, then I'll do this. And it's like, and then if you don't have that, then I'd do this. And there's a sense of like, well, you know, what has she really got to offer our firm? And it feels like that your grades are decent, but it's just, maybe what you need to do is to have someone outside of the law field look at your resume and say, yeah, this is a great resume and everything, but, you know, what are you trying to say here? Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, just wait one more minute. It's like, I hear is if you change your resume, okay, you'll have a job within 3 months.
That sounds good. It's always good to hear that it's the resume and not me.
Oh, it's totally not you.
No, it is you. It's the energy that you're putting. I mean, it's not like that you have two noses, okay? I mean, there's not anything wrong with you. So in reality, it is not you, but it's the energy that you put into your resume. It's like you don't know what you want. You don't know what direction you want to go, which is kind of, you know, unless you know you want to be a criminal lawyer or you want to be, you know, a financial lawyer, it's like that's coming to you next, right? But when you're looking for a job to get your foot in the door, it's like your energy goes into that resume of like, gee, I don't know what it is that I want to do or how I want to do it or when I want to do it. I just want to do it for you. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
so
I have something.
Okay. Bonnie, jump in quick.
Okay. Thank you. This is going to sound really off the wall. I mean, you know, I this is really what I was getting. And, you know, I wouldn't be this kind, but, you know, because, you know, I just don't resonate with it. But for some reason they're telling me, first of all, I think what Susan is saying, and she says it really well, so I don't have to repeat it, but it's how you feel about your education that's not right. You don't feel for some reason that your education is maybe, you know, that you don't feel, it's not your education, it's that you don't feel like you're that good, but you really are.
Yeah,
sharp,
you have to feel spectacular about yourself. That's what's missing.
Yeah, and I think that that's what's not there. But I've got to tell you something, and this is really strange, because my daughter went to law school, too, and she switched because she got out of it. But and it is, I want to tell you, honey, before I even say anything about what I'm going to tell you next, because I don't even know how I'm going to broach this, but I hope that you understand when I do. But it is not easy to find a job as a lawyer. There are lawyers that are waiting tables that are making more money doing that. So it isn't you, okay? But the energy that you are giving out is that you're not quite sure about yourself. And I get it. You're young. So, but what they're telling me is that you're looking for the wrong type of job, that you really need to look and hold your ears, honey, because I just don't understand this. But they think that you should go into juvenile law, that you, they're waiting for you to realize that. And there's not a lot of money in it, but there's a lot of reward. And they said once you make a that you will make a name for yourself in the juvenile law section. Not a lot of people like to do it. Not a lot of people can do it. So I don't know why they're telling me this or why. And they said for you to go down to the juvenile district somewhere where, you know, there's a courthouse. And I think juveniles are separate. And to try to talk to some people, they need you. And I, that's the message I got. And I don't know, do you like kids or did you like juvenile law? Did you even do a course in juvenile law?
No. That is very strange. But,
yeah.
But you
it
know,
is very
I've never
wow.
even
I feel Bonnie's right on, though.
Person.
I really do.
What'd you say, honey?
I feel
Madison?
Like I would never even consider it just because, like, I'm a very, like, emotional person.
They need you. But all I'm hearing is, and believe me, I don't even, you know, my daughter, there's no way in the whole world she would have even done juvie law. I don't even think she knows what a juvenile is because I don't think, you know, even though she's in medical school now, I think she's still juvenile. So I know she isn't listening. So
she's
I can
got
say
one for her mother. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right. And I, Madison, would never think of that either. But this is what has come to me really quick. And it came so fast and so, and they say you are looking for the wrong type of job, law with children, juvenile law, right? That they're waiting
yeah.
for you to realize this. Not a lot of,
yeah.
Yeah, many
it's
people.
It's like children's rights is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like children's rights,
yeah.
Like social services or something like that because, you know, your karma imprints are, really, I mean, Bonnie, you're so right. I mean, it's like I have to tell you, I'm picking up the same thing. It's like, you know, the rights for children and adoption or social services or something like that. And it's just that you haven't been awakened yet to that.
Yes.
And, you know, pray about it. I mean, you know, really. Hey, I can't begin to tell you how many times that, you know, I've been to a reader the last 20, 30, 40 years, and they've told me something, and I went, what? What kind of idiot are you? And then find out 5 or 10 years later that went, you know, oh, my God, they were, like, spot on. I mean, especially, like, doing readings. I had somebody, like, 25 years ago said, oh, you know, you're going to leave the fashion career, and you're going to be in metaphysics. You're going to be a reader and healer. And I called them an idiot. Well, here I am.
Oh, guess what, honey? And guess who's laughing now? But I got to tell you, Madison, I, you know, it's nothing I would have ever thought of. I don't know how I had kids, to tell you the truth. I think they just flopped out, and then I had to take care of them. I really believe that in life, and I never wanted them, but I wanted them the minute they came, but I never thought about it, and I think I was a really good mother, or at least I tried, and I did love them, but I would never say law, I would never, you don't see me in the nurturing kind of law type thing with kids, but I will tell you it came so quickly, it came so clearly, and I don't think if you do wake up, and that's what they're saying, you, it says right here, they are waiting for you to realize not a lot of money, but a lot of reward and prestige for you. It'll make you feel good, and it will help society. And there are different types of, like Susan started to name off, different types of law. There's adoption law, which is really a beautiful law. There's, you know, ones with kids with social services. But I think when you make a name for yourself, and I think, oh, goodness, I've got all kinds of dead people here, Amy, thank you. I can tell you that this is where they want you to go, that once you make a name for yourself, you will climb that ladder. And in that, you can change in your field. But I don't think you're going to want to. So, and they say that it will come quickly once you start putting those resumes and redo your resume, go visit Juvie Hall. They're showing me this building. And I know that means that you're going to get a job there. So they're showing me a building, and it's separate from the regular courthouse. So I don't know who you have to talk to. And now you're on a mission, because I can tell you are on a mission. And now you've got somewhere to look at, because I think you're going to find a job within there. So I hope you do the
resume over first, though. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. It's real important. It just needs to be, you know, I'm all that, and that's what it's missing from it. It's just too general.
Yeah, okay. And I think. That this is the way they want you to go. I don't know why, but, you know, maybe you can ask your mom. Whatever it is, I know this is what I got. Yeah, you know, hey, this is what I got. This is what I got to tell you. And I didn't want to bring it. It was really, I kept looking at it going, blah, 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 blah. Am I really going to say this? Because I would never, never have looked at you. But this is the way they're going to tell you to go. And I know that I can see you there. So I already know that that's what's going to happen. Whether it's, I always say, you know, I love your name, Madison, so I keep using it. I always say,
that's my granddaughter.
I know, Maddie. I always say this. You can go easy or you can go hard. Spirit will let you go, find your path, do what you need to do, uh-huh. and quickly and in great, you know, and in great service. Or you can go kicking and screaming for years down the road and then finally find a job and go, oh, well, I'm in this anyway. And now I love it. So you can do one or two things. Yeah. So I hope we've Madison, do you have any other questions for us? Oh, are you continuing, Susan? Did you finish?
Yes. What I'm hearing is just stay open, you know, because what you heard today is going to be like a marble that's going to kind of roll around in your head for a while. And once you get open to it, it may not unfold like a straight path. Oh, I'm going to go out there, and in 4 months you're working for a child social services law department. It may not be that direct. It may be that you get a job that opens that job for you on recommendation or something. But what I'm hearing is mentor, okay? Someone that you do get a job with. That this may be their passion, and they are such a wonderful mentor to you that it's just a natural way for you to follow in. So just be open to any possibilities in the arena that Bonnie brought up.
Yeah, and listen, it isn't you, Madison. Madison. It isn't you, honey. It is totally coming to awaken of what you really need to look at, and also your resume. And you have to put that energy out there. And I know that it's hard, young, you know, my daughter's 27, so I all understand, and you know, Susan has a daughter. It's really hard in the beginning when you're really looking and you want a career, but you've got to put out that I am all this, I can do this, but I feel like that's what you need to bring to the table too. So,
yeah, and 30 is going to be a kicking year for you, Madison. Kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, you're going to look back at this time and go, oh my God, I can see why all of this happened, because I feel great about what I'm doing, and I feel great about my life.
And I got to tell you, Madison, because I got the name in again, but I know you're going to be, you're going to have a pretty awesome next year or two. And so we'll be invited now, won't we, Madison?
Absolutely.
I don't want to announce it unless you do. So, yeah, thank you very much. I can't wait to see you. Is there any other question you'd like to ask Susan and I?
No. I'm letting the marble roll right now.
Okay, it'll take a while.
Yeah.
The marble
sort
is just full.
Sort it out.
We're right.
Sort it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
well, thank
Madison,
you. It was nice talking to you both.
Thank you, Madison.
We
love you. You're a pleasure.
Come on back on and let us know. Oh my. You know, Susan, I got to tell you, that was so hard for me. I am just telling you, because, you know how I feel. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to say this, and it's just not in my nature to do that. And I'll tell you, I love kids.
That came out of left field for you. I mean, I would have never expected that out of your mouth.
Listen, I tried not to say it, but I couldn't help it because it was hitting me on that back of the
head. I'll tell you, I know, when spirit gets a hold of you, if you don't say it, boy, it's like,
Yeah, and then you know what happens, don't you? You absolutely know what happens. All of it, you know, the other people from the other side are looking at me going, no, you made a promise. We come, you tell. So I didn't have to. But I am so happy that I hope that she's got a path, and I know that she's a sweetheart, and I know she's worked really hard. I mean, I don't know her personally. I know that Amy's told me that she's a sweetheart, and I'm shocked she called, and I'm very happy. And I hope that, you know, Madison, everything works out for you, and I know that we'll follow you, you know, and let us know. But anyway, I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller, it looks like it is 978. 978, you are on with Susan and Bonnie. How can I help you? Or how can we help you?
It's Peg.
Hi.
How's everyone today?
Hi. Oh, we're doing fine. How are you, Peg?
I'm doing good.
What? Tell me what you're up to. Tell me how we can help. How can we help you, Peg? Or did you want to do some things on our show?
Sure, anytime.
Because you know you could.
I would love to.
Wonderful.
Anytime, just let me know.
Oh, that is fabulous. We love to hear that, and I'm going to hold you to it. Because
okay.
Peg is also very, 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 very gifted. So how can we help you today? Are you just listening?
I'm listening, but I'm saying hi. But I'm also wondering if you might have any type of message of anything about, I don't know.
You mean spirit message or life message or kind
you
of?
Have
that, we don't do general or vague. Well,
okay,
like
career, I guess. Why not? I've been really busy, and now I'm kind of like just kind of resting again, and I have ideas what I want to do, but I'm not quite sure. So whatever you might get from any.
I'm starting to auto write a little, so you take it, Susan, because I'm going to see what I could pick up.
Okay, so this is about your career?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm an angelic life coach. I'm an author.
Yeah, you
an angelic life coach and
yep.
an author. Did you say?
And I also teach too about the angels.
Okay.
And a previous preschool teacher.
Okay. And how old are you, Peg?
59.
Okay. When did you find all of a sudden that everything went soft on you?
Soft as far as, you mean just the quiet?
When you're asking about your career, you said that everything just kind of slowed down for you. Are you talking about your metaphysical career here or?
Yeah, I'm focusing more on that now. You know, you know, as far
okay,
as
okay, so
like,
when did that go soft on you? I mean, you know,
yeah.
when it just kind of like lost momentum.
Well, it kind of ebbs and flows. You know, I'm still trying to get it started up. I guess, you know, it's like I have a lot of things in place. It's just. I'm not sure, you know, what is going to happen with all of it.
Okay, Bonnie, you want to jump in this? Because
I can feel that you're the one
that's getting the messages here.
Well, I just want to tell you that what I feel, and this, I mean, Peg, you know, we're all light workers, so, you know, everybody hears things differently. And you've got such a fabulous gift. And what I'm feeling and what they're telling me is that you're questioning all your gifts because of a betrayal of somebody. I'm not quite sure, and I think, and I don't really know who this is, but I believe that you're weary. They're giving me the word weary, and then I'm talking about the powers that be here. They are saying that you need to get your mojo back. It says that you need a new outlook, that what mm-hmm. you do is really important, but you need mm-hmm. to tweak it. So something has to be changed in how you're doing it. And they said, yeah. And I do want, after I give you this message, I do want to tell you something that is my own. They said that you need to get it together on your own, ownness. They gave me the word ownness. So
yep.
I'm thinking that what you and you're not really able to get up and do it. They're showing me like a conveyor belt, like that's going around and around and around and around and around, and I want it to stop. So I don't see it, but it's going around, and you quite don't know how to tweak it. And what they're saying is you have every gift, Peg, that you need to turn this around, you do, but that you've got to get off that wheel. And what they said is take a look at what you're teaching, take a look at the angel, the message from the angels and all the things that you work with. They are a perfect order. I'm hearing it now as I'm telling you. It is in perfect order, but it's not, you need to give it a different slant.
I'm here discouraged, that you're discouraged right now.
Yeah. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead. You jump in, girlfriend.
Yeah. Like you called it mojo. You know, you got to get your mojo back. It's like it's a spark. You lost the spark, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is that it's not like that you – I mean, well, you did lose it, okay? But there's a reason why you did. And it basically working on your own personal stuff of what's going on and to get emotionally authentic, okay?
Yeah.
Because you call yourself an angelic life coach, but what I'm hearing is that they want to take you to a seraphim level. And you've been working with archangels and lower-level angels. That's the wrong word. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
They want to take you to a seraphim level, and it's like in order for you to do that, you had to unload a little bit of an emotional baggage. So they just kind of cocooned you. But we've all gone through it when we get stagnant and we go, what the heck? Like, you know, have I lost it or what? And it's just all agreed upon, all decided. And what I'm hearing is that you still have about maybe what, Bonnie, 14 months, something like that.
Exactly 2 years, close to 2 years. So,
yeah, I heard 61, so 14 months to 2 years, and to work on that personal, you've got some repressed anger there, and
mm-hmm.
you've got some disappointment, Seraphim, angelic energy can work through that, you know, but wounded healers is what we're about, and
right.
we all know
yeah.
that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
they want to take you to the seraphim level, and you can't carry that. It'll fry you out.
Okay.
And you know what, Pat? I got to tell you something. Just because we're saying 2 years or 14 months to 2 years is this. You can be – there is things you can do, and you know that. We're not saying it's going to take till 2 years or 14 months till you see a change, but you're going to gradually change. I mean, what I see is, you're going to gradually change. You need to start doing it, and you've got to start purging everything, getting over – you've got to first – they're telling me that you've got to acknowledge the incident that happened, and then you can work from that on, or you have to acknowledge what you're angry or upset about, and you need to work through it. But they said that it'll all change for you gradually. So by the 14th month, you're going to be taken off. By 2 years, you're going to be we're going to be calling you, okay? Now, actually, we're going to be interviewing you. So the thing is that you need to I love the word that they gave me, ownness, O-W-N-E-S-S. I've never heard that word because I am like, no way am I an ownness. I love everybody and everything, and I need to just, I own everything, or I don't own anything. I don't know. But this word, on your ownness, is so cool because when I wrote it down, it sounds like oneness. But you know what they're saying is that you are so gifted, honey, that you can't, you've got to retweak your program there because it's important for you and important for your listeners and important for the world for you to get and move on.
Yeah. And you know what I have found with myself, too, because I work with Archangel Michael a lot, is that almost every white light worker that I have encountered in over 20 years is that if they work in the angelic realm, they're perfectionists.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's that because angelic energy has this purity about it. And you put it into human element, it's like we can't compete with it. We can't be like it. And we are working with angelic energy to love our flaws and to accept and love everyone else's flaws. That is a common denominator of angelic light workers, is that they are serious perfectionists and have a hard time dealing with the imperfections of others.
Yeah, and you know what's coming to me, Peg? They're saying speed up the light. So I don't know if you know what that means, but what they're saying is you need to speed up the light. And I don't know if you are writing about light or you're teaching about light, but they're saying that whatever you need to tweak, you've got to speed up the light. I think you know that this isn't working for you, what's going on now, but I do want to, but that you do have to tweak your program because they said that program is really important. But another thing I do want to tell you, and it's kind of like what Susan said, is, things do come in, Ed. It's not yours because I do feel that angst there, and I do feel that, mojo that you need to regroup here. But I do want to tell you that, light workers, they could be busy. I know I have a friend who wrote a book. And he was on the New York Times bestseller list. You couldn't even get him in for a year or two. Now all of a sudden I'm seeing notes saying, hey, do you want a reading for this guy? Do you want a reading for this guy? So I know that things come in cycles, and that's what Susan was saying.
Last week I had two talks and a fair and a meeting for another program I was going to get, so it was a very busy week. I'm glad that things are quiet now. I kind of need that. A lot of things have happened at me,
You've had some death. Yeah, you've had some deaths in the family, I think. Have you had some deaths of people? Because I'm feeling, they're telling me that some people have died, that have passed over for you.
In the last year, yes, yes.
Yeah. It's a cleansing process for you.
But one was my mother-in-law, but not in my family particularly, a cousin, that's about it. But, well, actually two. I've been okay with all that, I think. Things have been, it's almost like I'm being slowed, purposely being slowed down to really think about what I need to do, so.
Kind of like not escaping yourself.
Yeah. Questioning all of everything. So all you got to know is they know it. You know, they know it. Peg, they know what you're going through. You know that. And they are really aware of how you feel. And what they're saying is these things need to be worked on, and you are going to come out of this beautifully. So you just have to do it.
Yeah.
So I hope we – do you have any other questions? And I'm going to tell you that I'm in awe of what you do. Susan and I love everybody's gift. We just love everybody's gift. So we're just, you know, we look at you and say, get it together, girlfriend, because then you're going to come on our show and you can read for everybody. So
let me share with you that the fact that what I picked up in terms that you're being prepared, cleansed, and authenticated for seraphim angelic energy, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's like bring on the thunder, girl.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's all about. I mean, I know that they're the highest level, but I, you know, working with light beams or?
With seraphim energy, seraphim angels are those that are closest to God.
Yes.
They are the shield of that keeps us from literally burning up from the brilliance of this oneness, okay? Because we're not, we're in human form. Not
that word oneness. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. It's close enough to oneness, but I do have to tell you that I know why you're here, Peg, and Susan is going to
say,
but I know why you're here, because you're here to take us back when you are in the seraphim, you know, angelic realm, because it's so close there. You're just going to know who your friends are, and that's all that there is to it. And I love that, because that's where we belong anyway. So.
Yeah. When you get those seraphim friends, you just remember who your friends are there now, Peg.
Okay, I will. I'll write them all down.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And you've got a great outlook. You've got a great future. You know that. And we are so proud, Peg, to even know you and to have you on here, to even want to be on. And we so appreciate you even calling and listening to our show, because, you know, we think you're special.
Well, thank you.
Do you do healing, Peg?
I do. I have my Reiki too. I am looking into an angelical healing. It's called IET therapy, or it's integrated.
Have you become a Reiki master yet?
No, I haven't. That's something I want to do, but that takes money. So when that happens, then I will consider it. But I'm really interested in this IET. It's called integrated energy therapy, and it's like Reiki, but it's working with the angels. And I really feel like this would really be a good thing to really look into. Because I am associated with a healing center, and it could be something I could introduce to, you know, the clients and staff and everything there.
This is a plug-in for you. That's because I'm feeling that when that's seraphim energy, it makes that connection, that it'll all be about healing for you. I mean, that's it.
I'm beginning to really think that. I enjoy doing readings, but I really don't think I want to do them on the radio anymore, you know, as a show for myself. I think that if I do start a show again, it's going to be teaching and interviewing, and just kind of keep it at that, because for many reasons, I'm sure we all know what they are.
I say you're going to stop the readings, but that's not. It's not going to. They're not going to let you, because you have a gift, and you may not do it in the form of how you do it right now, but they're constantly going to give you prophetic messages to give to the people that you're helping. So your readings really, they may come in a different form where maybe you don't sit down and do cards or whatever, but they're
I'm doing that already. I just wrote a thing on Skype last night to someone from Archangel Michael. you know, so I'm doing more of that kind of stuff. And I, you know, and I do write. I have a couple of blogs, and I'm also I have a food addiction blog too that I write in, because that's something that I've been dealing with, and now the angels are helping me and changing that, and I have been losing weight with it, so I think that. That is where the healing may come in, helping some people with food addiction, and besides, you know, what with, you know, with my own experience and how the angels have helped me, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, you've done your writing, now you got to take care of your body again.
And, follow the yellow brick road.
Exactly.
Hey, and wait a minute. I'm on that yellow brick road. No, I think I'm off. I don't know. I think I'm still looking for a home. But I've got to tell you, I feel I'm big on mind, body, and soul. So that is a great for me to hear, Peg, because no matter what you look like, what you don't look like, mind, body, and soul, no matter what you do to put it all in alignment with your chakras from everything is a good thing. But I have to, I have to tell you, we love and enjoy talking to you, and you know you're welcome on our show anytime.
Sure.
Okay, well,
and
contact me. I'll be glad to.
Wonderful. I will. We'll talk to you
soon. It'll be great.
Thank you very much, Peg. I love talking to Peg, and I hate to cut anybody off, but I want to tell everybody, because we only have 4 minutes left, and you know, 4 minutes, I've got to talk, and you know, sometimes I'll let you talk. No, I'm only kidding. But you know, I do want to tell everybody who's coming in this week, because you know, I didn't have a chance to do that in the beginning because all I did was blab. But I do want to tell everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We love everybody that call. We love to, we just get amazed at the people that we see and the Akashic records that get open. And I just am in awe of everything that, and everybody that calls and every gift that we see. And I do want to tell you what our lineup looks like this week, Susan, so you're prepared too, which I know you are. But tomorrow, again, you have Bonnie and Susan, and we are going to rock the Akashic Record and Spirit Communication. I have so many spirits here. Whoa! I was so excited. But tomorrow at 2 to 3 o'clock, and I hope Jill of Light is listening, we have a girl. She's in chat. She calls herself Jill of Light. Her name is Jill Madsen. She is a healer, a sound healer. She is so fabulous. I just listened to some of her CDs, and she has the whole mind-body healing experience with numbers. The Fibonacci number orientation is done in music, and she will tell you about plant music and about animal music and about our music and how to attune our body and to heal. She has many CDs about it, and I'm glad we get to actually meet her online, and I mean on the radio, online, that's what I call this. And mm-hmm. she is going to be also doing and taking calls for people to call her and ask for healing. We have also our fabulous Ron Cole, and he's our astrologist. He's going to be doing all kinds of astrology with Kelly Coulter, which you know Kelly. She does her Atlantean life cards, and she does readings. We're going to ask her to, you know, open her lines up. So you've got her and you've got Ron. And then Thursday we have a special guest, and I'm talking special guest too again. Her name is Laura Pierrette. She is a healer. She also heals with sound. She heals with this, the language of light, she calls it. She's laurapierrette.com, and you can find her. So we've got two healers on this. I'm awful excited. About 90 seconds, and I want to tell everybody, you all heal us because we love you. We're happy to be with you. I'm so glad, Susan, that we're on. I can't tell you. You rock my world, and you all rock our world. So We want to thank you. We love you. We appreciate everyone in chat. We love you, chat.
Oh, yes. And we missed you so much at the 10 days or the week and a half that we weren't on with you. And it's like, you know, thank you for helping me to babysit Bonnie. It was a tough 10 days.
I love it. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be with you, Soul Sister, because we just love the airwaves. We love our listeners and our callers and our chatters. And anybody, please drop us a line, like us on Blog Talk, leave me a message. Kelly will find it, because after all that 3,000 messages, she finally told me I'm getting them. So, Kelly, thank you. You're in chat, and I appreciate it. Everybody, we will see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we are ready for a fabulous rock and roll show and rock and roll week. So thank you very much.
Yay!
Love is in the airplane. Yay! We love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.